Blog Talk Radio.
Still see you the same way, 'cause through these trying years we gonna both physically change. Now don't you know you'll always be the most beautiful woman I know. So let me reassure you, darling, that my feelings are truly unconditional. See, I'll love you when your head turns gray, girl. I still want you if you gain a little weight. Yeah, the way I feel for you will always be the same, just as long as your love don't change. No, I was meant for you and you were meant for me. Yeah, and I'll make sure that I'll be everything you need. Yeah, girl, the way we are is how it's gonna be, just as long as your love don't change. 'Cause I'm not impressed, more or less, by them girls on the TV and magazines. 'Cause honestly, I believe that your beauty is way more than skin deep. Everything about you makes me feel I have the greatest gift in the world. And even when you get on my last nerve, I couldn't see myself being with another girl.
I'll love you no. When your head turns gray.
Yeah.
Understanding, you're all I want and need. See,
sit back, relax your mind. Just let my love flow through you. 'Cause all this time, my love is with you. Oh, and you'll never have to worry, 'cause I wanna spend my life.
Not enough. Please turn it down the lights.
don't wanna be juvenile, and I don't wanna be foolish now. In my sleep, I dream about faraway places underneath your kiss. The point I'm making is, I hope I'm not in this alone. 'Cause you are my light in the dark. Show me the way with your heart. I know I'm not used to this feeling, but it's clear even when I'm a thousand miles away. Yeah.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarter. I am your guest host standing in for Queen tonight, but I'm co-hosting with the one and only King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine? I'm feeling good out here tonight, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Under the full moon energy, I'm here.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for stepping in tonight. Appreciate
anytime.
You accepting family all day.
Anytime. I'm actually feeling pretty good. I'm feeling recharged. Got a lot of sleep today. It wasn't intended, but I guess it was needed. You know, when your body is lacking, it's going to get what it wants. It's going to let you know, look, this got to be done. So I ain't had no choice. You know, I laid down and I really, really got some sleep, you know, so I'm doing all right. And then, you know, like we was discussing earlier, this full moon energy, I feed off of it, okay, because I put out good energy, so I get it in return, you know. But the one thing about it, it heightens whatever energies are around you, and you have to be very, very careful with that. But other than that, I'm good.
Well,
how you doing?
I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you know, so everybody know, full moon energy, 3 days before, day of, and 3 days after. That's a whole week of energetic feel.
Absolutely.
Emotionally, spiritually, physically. So just stay in the building that you are, your own tower of power, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what tonight's thing is about, huh?
No, go ahead. I'll say it afterwards.
Oh, now I'm saying, and that's what tonight's, you know, Eiffel Tower is. You know, this perfect timing really exists.
Hmm.
So, y'all listening out there, y'all come with your own tower of power. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Let us know.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Take them ball.
I wanted to ask you that question. Do you believe that perfect timing actually exists?
You can have a monetary moment and things come into fruition for you, and you be like, yo, perfect timing, because, yo, I needed this. Or it can come in the form of a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Depends on how you want to look at it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I believe in divine timing, but it could be looked at as perfect timing also.
Mm-hmm.
And make you be like, yo, I needed this right on the money. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Yeah. It does really exist in my book.
There you go. You know what?
Yeah.
I have to agree with you on that, but I always, now that I know what I know and through my experience and my relationship with the Creator, I know that divine timing is perfect timing.
Yes.
As far as life in general, I have been, these past few years, I have been blessed with people being right on time, believe in perfect timing, because I'm not one to really ask for things, but some kind of way, you know, spirit will send you people and put you in a circle of people that are like-minded, and they always seem, your friends know sometimes when you're in need of something, and they just, it's like perfect time, and they'll call and be like, what's going on? How you feeling? You all right? Or, you know, I did this and this and this and that, or I got something for you, and it would just be right on time, just impeccable. So I do believe in perfect timing. I do.
Yes.
You know? And it's all good. Yeah, it's all good.
Say,
let me finish.
Oh,
you wanna...
gravy.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. You want to finish the introduction or would you like me to?
Yeah, you can finish that introduction or not. Leave it out
all
for
right.
me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, I welcome you to King and Queen's Quarters. And you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and engage us. Now, before I continue any further, I have to give a big, big shout-out and a thank you to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio. But he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO and creator of Raw Links, those beautiful, beautiful gems. You may have seen a few of us at Epiphany adorn our bodies with. But I got to give a thank you to Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And you can acquire these beautiful gemstones and precious metals and woods over at Facebook at y'all gotta excuse me. Let me catch up. Raw Links, be raw at facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, you can holler at anybody in Epiphany and we will make sure that you get one of these or two of these or 10 of these beautiful, beautiful creations. Bye for real. All right. I'm gonna hand the mic back over to you, King.
All right. Well, I'm gonna start the video with this piece called Cosmic Harvest.
All right. The mic is yours.
Juggling two planets of energy caressing the atmosphere. Gave away the fear every year. I'm singing here, my dear. These are lines were refined through passion and admiration. A creation of compassion that's simply flashing on this occasion. Planting seeds upon the knees that bleed, yes, I believe. Anytime love proceeds, they excel, won't have to grieve. Hit the sky with my aura, more beauty captured in awe. Patterns drawn with our floors restore walls and damaged halls. Take a tour through memory, sent to me congratulations. Whenever facing PlayStations, going forward with navigation. Directing points of view from a cue given on ledges. Imagine sealed letters found in capsules during wet weather. Unearth the rebirth that was searched beyond hints. Now it all makes sense, removing weak, wounded fences. Elaborate to listeners while being of flesh and spirit. I can only write a type without height. These are my lyrics. Okay.
Always setting the bar high, man. Always setting the bar high. That was dope. That was dope. What's that line again about, what did you say, flesh and spirit?
Yeah, well, with flesh and spirit, I go to my thing here. Oh, I'm like, right? I'm on the fences myself on that.
That's
oh,
all
I can
right.
Elaborate the listeners. Yeah. Elaborate the listeners while being of flesh and spirit. I can only write a type without height. These are my lyrics.
Wow. That you know what? Just that one simple line right there is the whole piece, actually. Because I know this with most of your pieces. With most of your pieces, you get in this philosophical mode. And you give life. You teach within your pieces. And that's one of the things that I really admire about your pieces. You know, you don't pull no punches because you put a lot of your life story in it. But it's also telling people, listen, sit up and pay attention. I'm trying to give you some jewels here, wisdom. But, you know, you it's dope. That's really dope.
You know, I come from that school of each one teach one, so. We all have to recognize one another and be a part of one another, you know? So that's how
absolutely.
We live and learn. Just like the song, you got to live and learn. Nah. That was that old school joint.
That's all right. It's all right. It's all right. That's what's up. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I know you got something in the royal chambers.
Oh, man, I got a little something that I was tweaking, like, at the very last minute, because I told you I was in your sleep all day, so I ain't writing nothing.
Yeah.
But I got a little something. I got a little piece
right.
for you.
Mike is good. Mike is.
Thank you. All right, this is called He's Never Lied. My dreams are always peaceful, each and every night, because my slumber is in his arms, held secure and tight. Our vibrations high, no doubt, together we ride. No doubt, together we ride. My days are always sunny because his lips leave traces of sweet across them like fresh from the hive, golden honey. Forever us, through eternal lifetimes, is the look I see deep within his eyes, assuring me our love will never die. He's always had his own special way of turning around my eventful, crappy day. I've always seen the purity in his beauty, never hidden or disguised, securing my feelings constantly because he's never lied. And I love being the moon in his life who gives him tears from the stars, not from the place of a bleeding, broken, unhealed heart. I gave him my heart because he knew I was the prize. I gave him all of me because he's never lied. And that's that piece.
That was like some galaxian universe crashing in to everything between the sun, moon, and the stars. I mean, like, yes, that definitely was heavy spiritual work right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I read right
into that. You know what I mean? You always got a way of presenting your poetry yourself on that. You know,
Thank you.
Where you led in. You're welcome. True.
Well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, like, you know, it's always on point. Always.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm a sucker for love, and that's pretty much where my heart stays, and, you know, in my mind. I'm a Pisces, so I'm what a lot of people call us flighty, you know, and dreamy. We just see pretty much every aspect of the situations, and we are pulled towards love, and that's just where I'm at all the time.
You know, hey, we journey, you know what I'm saying? We journey out there when I to Neverland.
Absolutely. There you go.
I mean,
okay. How about we start off with another song, and then we can get back and open up these microphones.
Indeed, that's what's up.
All right, I got you.
Hello, I am a subconscious. Supreme.
Welcome
that's
back.
Joy
welcome
right
back.
There, Miguel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a fan. Definitely. Absolutely. He's still singing.
I get away sometimes when I have
you
dancing and shit on that.
Right. Yeah, he got a smooth sound, you know, a pretty smooth groove. Even with his songs that are more up tempo, he still has a pretty smooth, you know, sound about him. And yeah, I've been a fan of Miguel since he first came out, you know.
Yeah,
but,
he got that with him. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, he got that. He bring that work. Absolutely.
Him and Jay Howell. Jay Howell's another one.
Oh, man. Yo, I got a lot of his stuff in my playlist, guys. He does this one where it's totally acoustic. I think it's called My Everything.
Yes, that's the joint right there.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. You're going to have me in here trying to sing. Jesus. That is my joint. I'm trying to tell you. I love
it. I throw it on sometimes just for the ambiance of it. I'll be having a laugh. So my son's gonna be like, damn, you playing that shit again?
No, there are certain songs that I do keep on repeat when I'm doing things because it's like therapy, and then I won't play it for a long time, and then I'll play it maybe some months later or something. And my son will come walking down the hallway, and he'll be like, oh, yeah. And he'll start singing the words. I'm like, what you know about that song? He said, well, you used to play it enough. I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
The vibe of the music and all that, you know, it's so soulful.
I can't live without
that.
Music. No. Yes. I cannot live without it. I would go nuts. Without music, honestly, I can be without a television and all the other little gadgets and stuff, but please do not take my music away from me. That is my therapy.
That's my healing.
That's my everything, man. Some songs got me through some situations and some mindsets. So, you know. But I'm excited here to open up the microphone, yo.
Yeah, let's bust these airways open and we'll see who clients do.
Absolutely. Well, first person we got on the mic here is my diva and the co-host of the Erotic Love Zone. We got Miss VIP, or should I say Mrs. VIP. Hey, Diva. Welcome to King and Queen.
Hey, this is VIP.
How y'all doing?
How you doing tonight, Diva? Oh, I'm good.
Well, Diva, nice topic tonight.
I know you've been listening to the conversation, and I want to ask you the question. Do you believe that perfect timing does it really exist?
I don't think so, really. I'll explain it in my piece, but as a little sidebar here is that I think time is fleeting. So since it doesn't stop, there's just no perfect timing for anything. Now, as you said, you did say a statement about it being divine because it's God's timing. Now, that I agree with. So,
all right.
That's that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're more like with King in the moment type mindset. It could be a perfect in the moment, I guess.
Could be.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, I'm not going to hold you too long. I'm going to let you go on up there on the stage and put the spotlight on you whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is entitled, I just finished. No such thing as perfect timing because God doesn't come when you want, but he's always on time. If there was such a thing, I would have been with you, and my life would have been different. There's no such thing as perfect timing, because after 1 second, the timing is off, and no perfection can be found. Time is now, then not now, or later, then tomorrow. If timing was perfect, it would stop when I wanted to get myself together, but time waits for no one. If there were perfect timing, if there was perfect timing, criminals would instantly get their comeuppance, and at the right moment of birth or death, it would be God's will, and that is his perfect timing. And that's that piece.
I know that's right. Okay.
You laid it right there. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
You hit it right there on the mark.
Thank you.
Yes, you did. I'm, you know how my relationship is. You know how spiritual I am, so I absolutely, well, like I said earlier, I believe in perfect timing when it comes to divine timing, because what is the saying? He may not come when you want him, but he come when you need him. he's always on time. Okay.
I know that.
Undeniable. You know, when there's divine intervention or timing, it's undeniable. You know, I got all these alarms and stuff going on tonight, my goodness. But you just know, and you can feel it. You know, it's not that, you know, well, I can't judge. I can't say who can hear the Creator or not, but you know when he's there.
Right.
Okay, and he's actually doing something or giving you what it is that you so desperately need or long for.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I love the piece, Eva. I really, really love the piece. But
well, thank you.
Before I let you skate off, what's that place where they going to put their feet up and take their socks off, Kang? What's the lounge called?
The Royal Lounge.
The Royal Lounge. Okay. Well, Diva,
let me put it in another voice. The Royal Lounge.
The Royal Lounge. Okay. Royal Lounge. Diva, before I let you skate off on over there, can you please tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Absolutely. Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you, as my diva, and I are in the erotic love zone, and the topic is up for discussion. But, you know, our open mic has been really successful as of late. So, wow. Y'all, when it's open mic, y'all really bring it. Not that to say when we have a topic, y'all don't bring it, but I'm going to tell you, the open mic's been the bomb lately. But anyway, you know, y'all come on through and have some fun with us. And like my diva always says, we don't bite unless you want us to. Back to you, too.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you, Diva. All right. Well, you go on over there to the Royal Lounge. Sit back. Put your feet up. Take your socks off.
Excuse me, Diva.
Baby.
It's called the Royal Lounge.
All right, y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you, Diva.
We got that full moon be hitting people. You know what I mean? People get goofy around here.
Yo, let me do a quick station identifier, and we'll be right back.
Take your socks off.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. King and Queen's Quarters. Man, this you know, this is actually one of my favorite shows to listen to and to participate in. Any epiphany. You know, honestly, there's a show. There's not one show I can say that I don't like. Honestly, so you know, but yeah,
we just happy to be here when I had to still be here. You know, 2023.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So
absolutely,
we just appreciate everybody being supportive and you know keeping us right here with everybody. You know,
that's the beauty of it. Oh, yeah. Epiphany is a blessing for me because, man, honestly, I was a little closed off to the world before that because I've always written poetry, but I really didn't, my voice wasn't heard, you know, and a lot of it had to do with not having the opportunity or the door open, and I had an issue with being accepted or rejected. So I pretty much kept it to myself. But, man, thanks to For Real, yo.
Right.
I'm blessed. I am blessed. And I'm
blessed. Look, I feel blessed, too. You know, even when they came with that window of opportunity, I was just like, okay. You know what I mean? So I just was like, yo, let's see how this goes. You know what I mean? Like, and it's been a blessing. I mean, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be a part of this family. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm right here.
Absolutely. All right, we're getting ready to open up this next microphone. And this is, this poet goes by many, many names. He wears a lot of hats. Some call him Mr. Tuesday Night. He is also known as King Drip over in the Honey Drippers, Iron Man, and man, he just, to me, just my brother, okay? And that's what it be, my brother. So we're going to open up this microphone to Mojave. Hey, Javi, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I'm good.
My hobby is... What's going on? I got a new Matrix name for you.
Uh-oh. Okay, what's the new Matrix name?
My hobbyist. You know, like Morpheus?
You
be doing a lot of things,
Mahabias.
My hobbyist. You got to put, Donna, yeah, you got to put emphasis on when you say it, though. Don't let it go in vain. My hobbyist.
My hobbyist.
My hobbyist.
I think I just levitated a little bit when I said that.
Yeah. Yo, he going to run with it, too. What's going on, bro?
No, what's happening, buddy?
Oh, cool, man.
I know you've been here listening to the show, and still got to ask you the question. Do you believe that perfect timing really exists or no?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what's real funny? I think it's hilarious. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'll still sound switched on. Hold on. Hold on. Is this better?
We can hear you just fine.
I hear you.
Because it has this little crackly thing going on in the background. Y'all can't hear it?
Nope.
Nah.
That's wild.
You sound crystal clear to me.
Yeah, we hear
nothing.
Oh, yeah, now I just did hear it.
But to answer the question, you know you have final destinations, right? So final destinations is like a series of events happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the negative. But in a positive sense, some things can happen all at the same time. And it'll be perfect. You know, and it won't be planned. Divine time is a real thing.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know for a fact it is. So yes.
You know, it's like the sentiment. It's like a whole bunch of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's good.
That's what's up, definitely. Well, it's Tuesday night. The Iron Man, Mojavius.
You sound like a Marvel guy.
Hey,
like, what happened?
No,
Mojavius came.
Nah. You know what it is? Javi like to fuck with me all the time and be like, just Lord. Oh. I speak hate from England and London. So,
Lord.
I got a mistake. Mojavius.
Mojavius.
All right.
I'm going
to
call you Lord
Atterbury. I see a guy.
That's
you know
always,
what I see,
bro. That's always
it. You know what I see when I say Mojavius? I see you standing somewhere, just anywhere, like in the city at night, and the wind is blowing, and you got this trench coat on, like this brown trench coat. You fixed something just now. You just did something, you know, rescued somebody, Mojavius.
Nah, but you see, too. You know how he stand on everything that he do. You know what I'm saying? So that's a man's name. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a man's man name. Mojavius. You standing broad.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, looking over at the world.
Oh, yeah. He always comes through. He do what he do, too. So, yes, absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. Mojavius. If you don't mind, we know you brought something amazing for our ears. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stand back. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. You go up there on stage, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. So hopefully, I hope I don't have a little kickback on my if it sounds good. Right? You can hear me clearly.
Wait a minute, Hav. You sound a little choppy, sweetie. Hold on. Wait a minute. Say something else again, because you sound choppy. Yeah, you're breaking up real bad.
Oh, this is... That's how it's going to out.
Ooh, it's getting even worse. I can barely hear what you're saying.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah. Much better?
Oh, much better. Mic is yours.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's wild. That was a wild. I don't know. Let's try this. Can y'all hear? Can y'all hear?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Can you hear that?
Yep.
Okay. You can hear me, right?
Yep.
You are my whole world. I spend my time in ways to smile. The miles love me, care for me, give me, fuss over me, pray for me, make my imagination better for me, steal my desire, make me one. So many ingredients in this meal of love that you share, you make me cool. Class, your face and mind, your skin, supple, melanin, like the sparks of this undertouch, fantasy fluid, passion, needing the sacred energy of pain, waiting for your fulfillment to whisper my name. So, the airwaves, the tunnel of your ear, stimulating your senses, I want you to what? For a night that you won't forget. Regret is not a word that will ever be root. Okay, I plan to try to embrace gratitude, to feel the heat, to agree with people, allow me to be the
Javi, I'm sorry, sweetie, but you're getting real choppy again. It's hard to hear anything you're saying. I don't know what's going on.
Let me use a different call. I'll call back.
Okay, all right. Okay, Kane. Let's see. Let's give him a little bit of time to call back.
Let's bounce with another song until, you know what I'm saying, I'll come back too.
All right, I'll do that. I got you.
All right, cool.
Oh,
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. See, oh, I'm such an Angela Bofill fan. Man, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters, everybody. All right, we're gonna give this another try. We're going to open up Mahavi's mic again.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you can hear me.
Can
better.
You hear us, Mahavi?
Right. Is
oh,
it
yeah,
good?
We
you
can
hear
me. Yep,
perfect.
Yep, right. The skipping, the choppiness, all of that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's great. Had to go grab
back
the
landline. Back in the building, bro.
I definitely had to try. I was like, let me go get the landline because we in here cutting up or something like that. I haven't figured it out. But, all right, let's try this over. Let's give this a shot.
Be so kind as to bless our ears again. Mic is yours.
All right. This thing was really wilding out. Okay, hold on for a second. I have to clean my laptop because it's giving me problems right now. All right. That's good enough. Let's try this out. Let me see. All right. Can y'all hear that in the background?
Yep, perfect time. I mean, perfect pitch.
All right. All right. You are my whole world. I spend my time thinking of ways to make you smile. The miles between us will be resolved to zero. I waited for the time that I can see you standing before me. I have a passion for you. You make me understand all of the time that you love me, care for me, gift me, fuss over me, pray for me. Make my imagination dance over images of you. Steal my desires and make me want you. So many ingredients into this meal of love that we share. You make me clasp your face and mine, your skin soft and supple, melanin shining like stars. Submissive under my touch, fantasy fluid, passion pliable, needing the sacred energy exchange, my lips wishing for your fulfillment. Whisper my name so that the airwaves into the tunnel of your ears stimulates your intimate senses. I want you ready and wet for a night you will not forget. Regret is not a word that will ever take root. In pucker, I plant precious platitudes with a gracious gratitude. To feel the heat, to agree when our unspeakables meet. Allow me to be the first to speak. Introduce my mouth to sweet. To converse in erotic verse as I search for the satisfaction of you. Your orgasm, mine. But you are not a possession. But you are possessed by me. My yearning, the death wave of my lips graze the fertile fields across your skin. To reduce my passionate love for you. You make me remember the essence of your kiss and how it travels the plane of my senses in any sense. It's how you paint emotions. Graffiti on the walls of my mind, neon and orange sun rays while John Coltrane plays a love supreme, sweet like orange cream, sickles, cool kissing tongue, taste like first love. And if your door's open, I will come lay with you. Give you comfort in the form of embrace. Here, all you need is our togetherness, sharing our bodies, stay, the safety of my touch, the warmth of my affection. Please let me let you be enveloped. Excitement, anticipation while missing you, looking at your pictures and videos, hoping time slows until the next time I am with you. And in that time and place, I will give your face as many smiles as it can endure, pure joy and desire, passion to match the fire inside of me. I just need your effort in leaning in close so that my eyes drink you deep. All kisses I keep as tribute from you, a soul dowry, arranged like marriage that we join, joint magic, and let it not sever your hold, the promise to me to touch me wholly while in your ecstasy, free with fervent fervor, zest. And zeal, your consent will seal the deal. Granting love with all appeal, I will enjoy your warmth. Feel skin fresh, sweat with anticipation of pales with no competition on how my soul seats next to yours complete. Hearts inside the way you move inside the right of me. Find her space and cuddles comfortably. You pay mortgage in my head. Fixed annuity. The loving gorgeous. No end in sight to let your rhythm take over me. And I won't cop, please, the quicker the better that you perceive with haste and speed. You are a need, a dream and a kiss come true. I wish to return, because there's no place like home. Your sweet diaspora, the greatest floor. That's terrible. That's it. I'm sorry. Y'all there?
Yeah, we here.
Sorry.
We're here.
And the call goes across all my systems. So it just shut everything down just to take the call. That's crazy. All right. I'm going to just leave it right there. This is the end of the piece anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was a beautiful piece as always, man.
It definitely
you said a line in there about your what parts? What was it? Your magic parts, your private parts? What was it you said?
What did I say? I said I need your effort, leaning in close so that my eyes drink you deep. All kisses I keep as tribute from you, a soul dowry, arranged like magic that we join joint magic and let it not sever. You hold a promise to me to touch me wholly while letting your ecstasy fly free.
Lord, I love you, Javi, but your pieces make me feel some kind of way for real. But it's all good. It's all good. I love it, man. It's just the way that you spit your voice. You just go into this ethereal, you know, vibe and your tone and everything. And then the words, oh, my God, your wordplay is crazy, y'all. But I love the piece. I really, really do. Oh, man.
Good.
Right up.
Thank you. I just actually like the remixes of the songs that I apply to the joint, because I just remixed this joint, so it just works for me. Kendrick remixes in the building. I got to keep doing that. But I was trying to get my thing off and make sure I was on my Mojaveist right now. I said, what you doing? I was on my DJ Mojaveist. I like that. That's going to be an alternate. I'm going to use DJ Mojaveist.
That's
yo,
what
you know, man, of so. Many names and all that. So, yo, I'm saying we brothers, bro.
That's what I'm saying, yo. But I'm still gonna call you Lord Other Barry.
I know you are. It's all good, bro.
Lord Otterberry. Good Lord.
Lord Otterberry.
Lord Otterberry.
Mojave. Mojavius. Before you skate off and go on over there to the Royale Lounge, the VIP is over there, my diva. Could you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Well, I'm glad that you asked me with this playing in the background. Tomorrow, we will have a nice bout of War Council tomorrow. There are so many things that we've talked about, but we're going to welcome War Council into the year of 2023 and talk about all the things that have happened since the beginning of the new year till now and where we're going to go in the future. The beauty of having an egalitarian council of black men and women discussing today's issues is notwithstanding quite amazing as we move into this new season here on the Epiphany Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network. Where we encourage you to take your socks off, and more importantly, conversation and interaction is important. There's so many things that we can glean by learning from each other. War Council exists to do just that. You know, to share opinions, discuss relationships, talk about things in the public sphere and things that affect our community. And that's what we're there for, War Council. Tomorrow, 9 p.m., here on the Pippi Radio Universe, for Real Entertainment Network. You know, the starship. We boldly go where poems have not gone before.
That's definitely what's up. All right, well, thank you very much for coming by. I'm going to send you on over there to the Royale Lounge. Yeah. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Love, one mic, bro.
Wow. I'm such a fan of his, man, of his poetry, man. And he's just an all-around dope person, you know, to have in your life as well. Absolutely.
Hey, poetry and epiphany is dope and fly. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. I'm a fan of everybody on that. I mean,
I know that. Absolutely. I'm going to throw another song on, then I'm going to do another station identifier, and then we're going to open up the rest of these microphones. Is that all right?
All right. Sounds good with me. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I won't be denied the pleasure of your kisses, the pleasure of your smile. I think you take for granted I'll always be here just because I love you. It doesn't mean I won't disappear. I'm missing you, baby. Missing you, baby. Thoughts and that long memories of once upon a time slowly creeping on me and letting go from my mind. Just let somebody love you, I just don't know why. Whenever I get close to you, you're the highlight. So long, I'm missing you, baby.
Radio, the Pharrell Entertainment Network presents poetry in all different genres and formats. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, co-hosted by Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, Chantel Archibald, a.k.a. Infinite Myasia, 9 p.m. And then on Monday nights, we have The Get Down with the Dirty Duo, Van Meadows and Akil Ali, the Just Us League, and guess what, you, the Epiphany Guest Poet Host. Monday nights at 9 p.m. Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. we have The Hurt Locker coming at you with Murder, She Wrote, and Stan the Man Phillips, Poetry and Pain. We call this poetic therapy, y'all. Tune in for The Hurt Locker. And then on Wednesday nights, we have the Epiphany Radio Spotlight with your hosts, Akil Ali, Lady Inkwell, and Mrs. Jones. You don't want to miss these hot features, the hottest features around being spotlighted. Tune in Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Hey, y'all, that Thursday, it's your boy, For Real, the Poets, with the Neo Soul Cafe in the midday, getting your lunch hour just right. Thursdays at 1 p.m., tune in and listen to some of the best artists in Neo Soul Cafe. Then on Friday, hey, Friday, we got Let's Talk About It with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, where we're doing date night differently. Poetry, music, relationship topics. Listen, come through and take your socks off. And then we're going to close out the week, y'all. Hey, we're going to close out the week with Stacey Foxfire Bryant and Poetry Madness. Listen, 9 p.m. You don't want to miss it.
Take your socks off.
This is Epiphany Radio.
You are now in the hands of Epiphany Radio. Baby.
All right, everybody, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. You have to excuse me, that was an old promo, if you can tell, but it was still a promo for Epiphany Radio. Ain't nothing changed. We've only gotten better, that's all. We like, you know, we like a bottle of good wine, fine wine. We just get better with time. That's just the way it is, okay? You know what? Now I don't even have to do the rundown for the week because Poetic just gave it to us in that
phone. You got all good. In one package. Boom, there it is.
Okay. Well, let's get to these callers. We got ourselves Area code 323. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
Sincere from Los Angeles. Good evening, King and Queen.
Hey, Sincere, how you doing? Good evening.
Hey.
Good to hear from you. Yeah.
Yeah, likewise. Blessings.
Thank you. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm alive. I woke up and battling this little cold, but I'm good. I'm here.
I
just found out I lost a friend today from a heart attack, so I'm just in prayers and reflecting back 40 years of my life.
Wow. Yeah. That's a long time. It's a hurt piece, but you know what?
So I have to be, you know, totally honest with myself and be thankful to, you know, what God gave me to this point in my life.
Absolutely.
So that's where I'm at. Being thankful for what God gave me.
I know that's right. Every single day.
Yes. Being thankful for what he gave me. And not worrying about, you know, any other things that have. Since when life, somebody passes, you don't worry about what you don't have. You can't. You really start thinking. Let me think back how far I came.
There you go.
And go from there. If we all been through the same streets and blocks, what's different if it wasn't our time to be seen or heard at that moment of time if somebody was there before us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why, you know, it's so important to show gratitude for what you have. And, yes, what you've been through, how far you've come, all of that is for us to get back to our highest divine self. That's what it is. And, yeah, we lose along the way. We start missing things in our lives and people, loved ones and stuff, but it's still all for us to, you know, to ascend and reach our highest divine purpose, which is love.
Right.
Get back to that, you know, because that's
yes.
what's missing in this world, man, the love. It's,
yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
This world thrives on negativity, you know, and I know when the Creator started out putting us here, you know, He didn't intend for us to have this chaos and hate and evil and stuff in our lives, but He knew it was going to come because it was in our nature. But it doesn't mean that He's not leaving the door open for us to come back home, you know, to Him and be what we were meant to be. So you have my deepest sympathies and condolences, and I always, you know, you stay in my prayers. You always do. All of y'all do.
Lots
of love and light to you always. Man.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, brother.
You're welcome. Now, I need to ask you the question of the night, which is,
okay.
Do you believe that perfect timing really exists?
Yes.
Okay.
It existed, and it goes into my free will. So that goes into and that goes into my piece called my free will.
All right, thank you for that. Well, what I'm gonna do, I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna stand back and adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Do I believe in perfect timing? Just like I believe in my free will. I was chosen to be a prostitute. Then again, I was born at a factory lab, used for an experiment for and from the lab scientists, recap off a chemical mixture cocktail from the three protons. Was that a coincidence? Was that divine timing? Was that a chance? I was thinking about becoming a homosexual folklore off the ancient heathens parade of non-Hebrews brews from the Olive Garden. Homebody for sexual please, since God is good at making mistakes, since He isn't ready for us being real with our own tea bags. Is that divine timing? My free will, I was born with sets of two out of one that make me a byproduct from the pre-coming of an angel making love to my mother. Sweet seeds. Indeed, my daddy was a whore amongst giants and nomads. How much is for a piece of a virginity? Just asking since time stopped at working for objective. Since we're into pronouns, is that old or new? Is that divine timing? Or is that timing? I was born to die from my miscarriage. Since two equations equals three people of the taking turns with our prosthetic middle leg we call sex. Let me choose again. Let me play with a triangle, balls with a penal gland out for my body, subcoat, Pulp Fiction, add a dictionary form, a tank to ride with no sense, since verbs are now the new boundaries for a subjective corner. I come over tomorrow, which is good for my pronouns. Since Sunday we have a reservations for blurred lines and white fences. Divine timing, which is free will. That's that piece from Sincere from Los Angeles.
Whoa. Your pieces are they're deep. They're very deep because it's no lies told in it, you know. And I told you several times, oh, boy, you about to piss some folks off with these pieces. This one. And you know you do. Be putting that truth out there like that. You know you do. You know, this one is no different. It's amazing. And I love your wordplay on this. I really, really do. I want you to... Get yourself full of some vitamin C, okay? Stay fluid.
Yes, ma'am.
Stay fluid. Stay
Yeah, bro.
Stay hydrated. You know what I'm saying.
And calcium, brother. You know what I mean?
No, bless you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And get you some elderberry, too. That elderberry works wonders, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, well, I'm going to make that happen.
Turmeric and ginger, you know what I mean?
Turmeric will remove that mucus. Trust me. That's real good for that. Okay? But,
yeah, most definitely.
Man,
I appreciate that.
Thank you. King, what you got for that?
Hey, that piece was special, man. It was deep. You know what I mean? Wear it up.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sincere. I want you to go. I'm not sending you over there to the Royale Lounge because you got germs, or in my family, we say cooties. So I want you to go get you some hot tea. Make yourself a hot toddy.
Right? That's what. Okay. I'm with that. I stay away. I got the cooties. I got the germs. I'm with that.
It sounds so funny when somebody else say it. But we still love you. We still love you. We just got to love you from a distance right now.
Yeah, no doubt, because we don't know what I got. A, B, C, D, Alphabet Mafia, C. That's facts.
Man.
No doubt. One love, one mic. I got it.
One love, one mic. Feel better.
Love, one
here.
Mic.
Wow, man. Yeah, it sucks to be sick, man. Anytime. It's the worst. I hate sneezing because ever since COVID came about, I'm always wondering, do I have to take a test? You just can't have allergies anymore, you know what I mean? Or just the common cold. You got to worry if it's that crap that's in the air, you know, that COVID is different.
Yeah.
It's a really a different kind of way of attacking your immune system, you know. But it's all good. I got some.
Yeah. It hits different, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I'm going to get to this next caller, King. We got a couple more in here. We got ourselves very own Epiphany's own Just Jay. Hey Jay, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good in the old damn. What's going on, y'all?
What up, bro?
Man,
like
y'all got the best hand in the lane. Man, fill it with my hands all times, always. I like you to be pretty good at that, bro. I'm slowing down a bit.
We in the building, bro. We in the building.
All right. Welcome,
I see. I've been enjoying the show.
I'm glad you have. I'm glad you did. You know, we appreciate the support from everybody. So, but how you doing? How you feeling?
I'm doing all right, you know. Life be lifing.
Yeah. Mhm. I know that's
be
right.
Lifing.
That's
you
right.
What you gonna do?
Absolutely. And we
you
make
can't
it
give
too
it back.
Easy.
You got
no,
to.
You can't.
If not, it's gonna do you.
You got that right, because it does go on with or without you, and it's consistent.
Yes, ma'am.
Believe me. People say life changes, but it isn't that. It just goes on, and things happen within this cycle of life, period. That's it, you know? So,
yeah, even from way back in the day till now, the same things are still going on. It's just they get repackaged and they get pushed back out there.
Well, history repeats itself because people haven't learned to love themselves. You know, they don't even know who they are, some of them, you know? So until they learn, like I was saying earlier, to reach for their highest self, get back to that love, you know, history will continue to repeat itself, you know, and that's just the way it is, okay? I know mine is getting better every day because I'm doing something about it.
You know what?
Right.
And once I had started doing exactly that, just taking responsibility for what it actually is, it did start getting better. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we talk about people putting us in boxes. We could put ourselves within a box also.
Yeah, you got to own up to whatever it is, you know, the part that you play in whatever situation comes about or circumstances. You have to own that. And that is the part
that's
of
the reality of it.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are trying to just pass the buck and redirect and, you know. But
too
you
much
can't
work.
Run from yourself.
Right.
That's
right.
It can be worse, but guess what? It's a lesson that is desperately needed to be learned. This is why things go the way that they go, because people want to run from themselves, and you can't do it. You know, it is what it is, though. You know, you keep it moving, though. Always stay moving. You know, and keep your head.
I'm concentrating on that too. I'm trying to get it to the point so I don't have to try to do it. It just be happening. I just be in the moment and enjoy it.
You can do that too. That's why I always tell people, don't forget to stop and smell the roses. You have to take that time for yourself. Okay?
No.
Nothing wrong with
that. Like Joel, go down to the water. I'm like, man, dude, be really getting away.
Oh, you know, I'm feeling some type of way. I don't live far from the park and far from water, but I can't, because of my ailments, I can't always get up there to it, you know. So I'll be checking his pictures out and stuff and hearing him talk. I'll be like, okay.
I'm like I'm the new version of Aquaman. And when I, you know what I'm saying? I might be away from the water for a while, but I need to get back there to see Captain Nemo.
Right,
to recharge.
We're supposed to be near water anyway. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Well, I was born in Michigan, so I just thought that was the way I felt.
Well, you know, regardless of how your feelings are valid, regardless, you know, where you are and what you encounter, you know. But
yeah.
I ain't going to tally too long on this because we do have other callers up here.
Wait a minute. Let me get on out there. Wait in. Am I doing the question of what we just did?
Yeah, you
want
to do the question too? Oh, you think you special? I'm not supposed to ask you the question.
Don't get me started. Perfect. Does it really exist?
Out my way.
Don't get me started. Let me ask you the question. Okay. Do you believe that perfect timing really exists?
Ooh. You talk about with just things going on or with love, life in general, what?
Life in general, just period. We have an abundance of time, although we don't take advantage of it. We still have time is eternal.
Now, my thing with perfect timing is I don't want to see it after it's been went by me. I don't want to be in hindsight like, oh, that was perfect timing, and I did not take that time.
That's the thing about time also. I dig that, but that's the thing about time also. That is the only thing you can't get back.
Exactly.
You can replace everything else, but once time is lost, you can't find it again. That moment is gone. Okay? And if you didn't.
And then the worst part about it, if you live your life trying to reset up that scenario again, and it was just perfect timing to cause it to happen that time, oh, you can find yourself Ahabing out here in the world.
Yeah, you're right about that. And, you know, you can't move forward and stay balanced looking back behind you. Doesn't work. You will stumble. You will stunt your growth, and you will pause when you're supposed to be keep on moving forward, you know. But I'm not going to get into all. Y'all know how I do. I get to my little philosophy. You know, it's all good because, you know, I'm a chatterbox. But what I'm going to do, and don't play this game with me. You just came on to say hi. I already know what you're going to say.
I did.
I'm psychic like that. I'm psychic like that. Okay. You can't get away with it. You know better.
Oh.
Okay.
Since you handed me off, I'm not going to do that.
I know you because I know you. I know you brought something, and you know I'm a fan of your work. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to adjust the spotlight and move off the stage and let you go on up there. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Joel, Danielle, I mean, La Perla Negra, appreciate y'all. My poetry doesn't pander. It doesn't beg, and at times it loves to deliver the bad news. But today, I will pander. I will pander to the ones of the peoples. And the name of this piece is A Penny for My Thoughts. A penny for my thoughts. No obligation. I'll just keep emoting until the scale says 1 cent. That's a decimal less than a tenth. That's 1/100th of a dollar not spent. If you could see me, a poet, with his poetry being worth 1 cent, then let this poem be your weight as I splay out my debt. You don't have to move a muscle, but at least be considerate and considerate into a poor man's investment. Listen, if it allows you to view yourself from the outside, to see yourself more clearly, possibly to the inside, do not burden yourself or expend your energy in your endeavors to save face. But allow me to expend my breath until you have seen self-identified with swaths of this life, and you can cherry-pick from my entirety tenderest and juicy portion, until you at least understand that nagging thing about me is the reflection of you. And because of this poem, you have become wiser. Do not forfeit a single cent for one word until it has served you more than anything else in the great while. Make these lazy words earn their keep, because the audience of your person is duly appreciated, and is very much so necessary for me to earn that penny that is deep in the recess of your pocket. Let my self-deprecation fuel your laughter. Your snickers be the healing a body needs as a soul does to breathe in order to be whole. For it's wine and laughter that cheers nobles and elites. But before you leave this poet one bean from off of that hill. Poem.
Wow. I got to tell you, your pieces, I think, are amazing. You always give me this, it's, you know, you have this sound that a few other poets that give me. It's almost like a Edgar Allan Poe, which happens to be one of my favorite poets, sound and flow. And it's also a bit eccentric, but it brings a sense of nostalgia as well. For me, it does. I don't know about anybody else. And I'm really, really a fan of your work, Jay. It was a very good piece, as always. Okay.
Thank you, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he came from the 70s when you know what I'm saying?
It
still resonates with that energy. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what? I ain't going to play with you, man. If I could rock an afro around this boss part I got, man, I'll be doing it, bro.
All you need is the beads, the black fist, and everything.
Man, but I just don't want to do the George Jefferson volcano top on me, man. I don't want to try to bring that back.
Yeah, croquettes and the jean jacket and everything, bro.
Okay.
One of the brothers that was in Claudine.
Now, wow. If you give me visions of Chef, I can do that.
But yeah, you always got some dope pieces, bro. You know what I'm saying? Believe that.
Thanks, bro. Absolutely. Man, appreciate
it. Absolutely. Now, Jay, before I let you go on over there to the Royale Lounge, why don't you let everybody know what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Universe? And also a little bit right on outside of Epiphany, too. You got something going on.
I'm starting with Epiphany first. We're really excited about this next topic we have. Our next topic is going to be your anger in your work. How do you process it?
Okay. Okay, so what's going on outside of Epiphany?
Outside of Epiphany? Oh, let me go ahead and get that time on that, too. That's but Van just gave it. Yeah, so, yeah. Outside of Epiphany, starting to get into some videos, making videos. We're about to go ahead and do a push to try to go viral and all that type of stuff, get Small House of Poetry out there into the ether. The first time I'd have never tried to go ahead and push for something like this. I'm liking that my expectations are probably higher than what it needs to go ahead. I mean, that my expectations are higher than probably what it's going to be, but at the same time, if I'm going to do it, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it believing that it's going to do 100% of what it's supposed to do. And whatever shake out after that, I will take that and learn from that.
That's what's up, bro.
All right. What's up? Well, guess what? I wish you luck in your endeavors. I really, really do. And I hope it's successful for you. All right, Jay. Thank you very much for coming through.
Appreciate
you. Going over there to the Royale Lounge. One love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
Y'all be easy, fam.
All right.
Nice. Very, very nice. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? We got a little bit more time, and I don't see any more hands up, but I got another piece. Y'all would like to hear it. We got a little bit more time left.
Sure, as do I. I'm right behind you with it.
All right. This is called Infinite Poetic Tears. Excuse me. I would write with my tears because every atom that bonds to form each molecule is where a story can be read in poetic form. And for each tear formed from the bonding of those trillions of molecules to make one tear, my poetry lives on. See, my heart has always been on a carousel of touch and go, and I have trillions of tears inside I haven't even begun to release. I've known joy. I'm blessed. I've had babies. But my unconditional blindfold caused me to fear a disappointed face in people I love the most. Because I don't know how to give samples of me. When I love you, I'm just completely open. The reason they never know is I'm just amazing at hiding when I am, when they do hurt me. So I don't fit the mold because I don't trade panic attacks by continuously striving to live up to society standards and speak in accordance with what fits its pretty little narrative of how we're supposed to be. I've never known a mate giving of a true love to me as I have given. And I don't know who he is, but I try to dream him into my breath of life every day. I've never been hard to hold, so my heart stays open to love, to knowing true love. I just want to know when it's my turn, because it hurts. And I die just a little bit inside without it every day. This is why I would write my tears. And that's that piece.
I know much. All right now.
Thank you. Thank you. I almost said amen.
Moving. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
I'm telling you, I almost said amen. I don't know why. But it almost slipped out at the end of that piece. But, okay. You got another piece you want to grace our ears with, or what's up?
Yeah, I got
would you like
to I got something in here.
All right.
This piece,
well, the mic
piece
is yours.
Titled In the Middle. Used to have mentors when I was on adventures. Hung out in centers with members of the winter. Back home, it was the sentence to seven with no question. Whoever second-guessing learned lessons on perfecting. Classes on the craft, don't need to test the man. as long as you can add, won't crash on my path. Directions, precise destination, and the streets good. Places I reside in lower side with a nice look. The cut is secluded between open space and trees. Enjoying time on my deck, cold nights and cool breeze. Moments that I seize are the best with no rest. Go out to the pubs well-dressed, feeling blessed, no stress. Understanding how it is being amongst many cultures. Either they hate you or love you, we all sisters and brothers. Politics of people I leave alone to each his own. Whatever zest in stone has no home in this poem. Okay.
I'm steady talking, trying to get my microphone open and the screen keep like switching around so I couldn't catch it. That was dope. That was dope. Like I said, you always have a lesson taught within your words, within your pieces, and that was no different. That was a dope piece you just did.
I really liked it.
Thank you for that. Man, this show, this was amazing. It always is, and I love riding shotgun with you. I really, really do. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, too, and I love you.
It's awesome. It really is awesome, man.
Bless up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. It was very, very enlightening tonight. You know what I'm saying? Everybody coming through, spitting their pieces and just shooting the shit and everything. And so, I mean, when you under this full moon condition, you never know what you're going to get. But over here at Epiphany, we know what we getting, and we know what it is, and we know what it's not. So, you know, peace and love to, you know, our CEO, like Matt Ox, making this all happen. And as I tell people with the two videos I put out there, dreams do come true. You know what I mean? Believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to shoot for the stars. Shoot for the stars so you know who you are. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I think we should bless them with some good music. And we had a dynamic show tonight. So we just take them out with some good music tonight. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Thank y'all for coming, giving this awesome poetry. Appreciate you. There's always a microphone waiting here for you. Stay safe. Continue to respect and love one another. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
Thank you. me what you wanna do. Shoot your shot cause I'm bulletproof. Look it up and do-do-do. Baby, what you wanna do? I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. This touch is heavy violent. Last minute trip to the island. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Fit, 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 baby, ride in. Don't hesitate when you in it cause you know I like it. Taking up a cake for you. Sweet baby, like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride, boy. Show me your outside, boy. Know it's been a while, boy. I wanna get wild. I wanna drive you crazy. Pull up inside me, baby. Fucking it up like oopsie daisy. Ain't no ifs and buts, maybe. Don't be laid up in that shit like you're lazy. I need you to roll up in that shit like you're skating. Baby, ain't no hold up, I'm that sugar, I hate waiting. Do, 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 do. Shoot your shirt, I'm impatient. Heavy violent. Last minute trip to the island. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Fit, 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 baby, ride in. Don't hesitate when you in it cause you know I like it. Taking up a cake for you. Sweet baby, like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride, boy. Show me your outside.
Down on the kitchen floor, right on that towel. It's my dick and I want it now. Ow. Tell me how you want it. Put me on my back, on my stomach. Baby, let me blow it like a trumpet. I could do it all. I could probably suck a watermelon through a straw. Believe me, every other day, new wig, new hair. Come take me out this smooth glare. I be waiting on you with some lingerie. Drop this pussy down low like bombs to wear. Boom. Nothing but a robe in your house. I wanna put these pretty pink toes in your mouth. Send news to your phone while you working. Boy, you gotta see this shit in person, believe me.